Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Today's readings tell us of how faithfulness is rewarded, while showy works are their own reward. In the book of Ruth, Naomi suffered through the death of her husband and her sons, but remained quietly faithful to God, thus receiving her reward by having a grandson, who was the grandfather of King David. The Gospel of Mark reminds us that those who are in your face about their good works, or like the recognition for their works, receive the reward in the earthly realm rather than the heavenly one. However, the story of the widow's offering reminds us that God recognizes those who give all of what they have and all of who they are to God's glory, and they will be blessed. Love one another, love our neighbors as ourselves. Each of the Gospels have this teaching in connection with the greatest commandments that God has given us. Each of us have variations on how to put that into action. The important thing is to do it, to love our neighbors. The Dominicans have a saying about how it's your neighbors who are there in times of a crisis, such as a fire, so you'd better have good relationships with those neighbors. It's easy to think of our neighbors as being the ones right next door, but in this global society, we need to think of our neighbors as also being around the globe, as I know you already do with the ministry you have for the people in Nepal. Let me give a brief reminder of a few things. I've been serving as a missionary with SAMS, the Society of Anglican Missionaries and Senders, since 2007 in the Dominican Republic. Prior to moving to the Dominican Republic, I lived here in Grand Junction, was a member of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, and was a physical therapist in the Valley. I visited occasionally with the Spanish ministry here at Nativity when Susan Baker was here, and that is how I met Bishop Holguin, as Father Emil mentioned, and that planted the seed, and seeds have a way of growing. Although I'm standing up here, I am not anybody special. I just happen to be responding to God's call in my life, which is to love our neighbors in the Dominican Republic. By partnering with this ministry in the Dominican Republic, you are reaching out to help some of our global neighbors, and I thank you. The past 3.5 years, you have helped God use me through teaching physical therapy, consoling people in my community, launching a physical therapy clinic in San Pedro, and repairing and building houses for those in need in my community. Teaching physical therapy has been the primary focus these past few years. While I miss hands-on patient care, teaching Dominicans how to do what I understand is good care for their compatriots has a far greater reach in sharing God's love than my direct treating of patients. When I was last here, I was talking about a new curriculum that we were starting, and that is now coming to a completion. And the first group of students, I ended up teaching in 7 different classes over the years. And that was a bit of a challenge, trying to come up with a new new course every term. But it, because of God's help, I have been able to meet that challenge. And the students and I have had a very good relationship over the years, so we'll be sad to see them go on, but it's also a good thing that they are going on. That is what I was trying to do. Additionally, funds from this ministry purchased the needed equipment to set up a physical therapy treatment area in the Clínica Episcopal Esperanza y Caridad in San Pedro de Macorís. This area of the clinic is staffed by Dominicans. Actually, the whole clinic is staffed by Dominicans. And they have treated over 800 patients in the last 2 years. So it is meeting a need for the community. And my current role is more as an advisor, sort of on the administrative side. In my community of Santa Fe, where I live and worship, God's love is manifested in multiple different ministries. Rather than give you a list of this and that ministry, I thought I would describe one family that has been impacted by the construction project, which is a special ministry that you have partnered with. I'd like you to remember that in the Psalm today, it tells us that unless the Lord builds the house, their labor is in vain who build it. And we lift up every project in prayer, the family who's receiving the project, and our decisions so as to build these homes with God's help and with God's grace. So DeLady is a 20-something, no longer pregnant woman. She had a little girl last month. And she is the daughter of a woman in my congregation, and she would regularly come to church on Sundays with her two children, and I'm sure that's now occurring with her three children. But she was living in a small tin house at the back of her mother-in-law's home. They had a tiny little courtyard between their home and their mother-in-law's home. It had multiple gaps and holes, and that allowed various undesired visitors, such as centipedes and tarantulas, to come in to visit. And it's the tropics. We get rain. Colorado, Western Colorado, doesn't understand what that means. In one rainstorm, we can get what Grand Junction gets in a year for moisture. And I have a friend down there who's been telling me it's been raining hard every afternoon since she arrived at the beginning of November. So rains are common, and so houses that have leaks are a problem. And we partnered with this family to purchase the materials to build the foundation, the walls, the roof, the floors, and a couple of the window shutters and a door. They took a loan to cover the labor and to do some extras beyond the basics that we as the ministry are providing families. And every time I saw them before I left, it hadn't quite been finished before I left, though now it is, they expressed such gratitude that we had given them the needed opportunity to improve their living circumstances and to be able to welcome their new daughter into a home that was more secure for them. Partnering with this family and the 21 other families that we have assisted through this ministry has improved their living conditions a significant degree, all thanks to God and to the many supporters who offered specific donations to this project, like your outreach committee here at Nativity. And this is a concrete example of loving our neighbor, and I do very deeply thank you. What can one person do in the face of the needs of so many? The answer is very little. However, God has wonderful ways to multiply the effects of those willing to respond to and be faithful to God's call. Thank you for joining this ministry and serving and loving our neighbors in the Dominican Republic. Remember, it is not in the shouting about our successes that we please God. It is through faithful and wholeheartedly turning our hearts over to God. May your faithfulness to God bear wonderful fruit for God's vineyard as you love your neighbor, whether they are next door, across town, or further away. And I brought something for you to help you keep this ministry in your thoughts and prayers as the years go on. But this is some pictures from the last 3.5 years of the ministry. And I don't know where you will put it, but I presume you'll know. Thank you. Thank you very much.